Scott Wendland is focusing on what motivates the members of Congress, their incentives.
Changing them by essentially allowing them to not necessarily know who they're going to be accountable to and randomizing the district in which they may be reelected.
Often the narrow interests of a specific district are at odds with the wider interests of the country. He points to the infamous Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska as an example. The public, he said, might also pay more attention to the political process if districts are randomized.
What my rule would do is that if you didn't know your own constituency, you wouldn't necessarily have the same incentive to show the same favoritism at a local level. And you would try to decide about a policy that would benefit the country as a whole, or at least maximize your chances to get elected in any district.
There is a link to Dr. Wendland's work on our website, ideastations.org. Click on radio. John Ogle, WCVE News.